Missouri Senate will come to order. Will everyone in the chamber and in the upper galleries please rise for a prayer by Reverend Gock and then remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
In the 43rd chapter of Isaiah, we hear, "Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine." Lord God, we are humbly grateful for you claiming us and making us your own. Help us to approach all things, being mindful each day of our relationship with you and those you have given us to love. May our actions provide care towards those in need this day. And as we travel home, be responsible towards others that are reflective of your claim on us and to the benefit of those we interact with this day. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Have a good weekend, sir.
Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Arthur, Beam, Beck, Bernsketter, Bratton, Brown, Burleson, Searpoy, Crawford, Igel, Esslinger, Gannon, Hageman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Lucht-Meyer, May, Moon, Mosley, O'Loughlin, Onder, Razor, Riddle, Rizzo, Roberts, Rowden, Schatz, Shoup, Thompson Rader, Washington, White, Whelan, Williams.
Senator from Platt. Thank you, Senator, is here. Senator from the 20th is here. A quorum being present, the Missouri Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, would you please read the journal?
Journal of the Senate, second regular session, fifth day, Wednesday, January 12th, 2022. The Senate met pursuant to adjournment.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
You've heard the motion offered by the Senator from Boone. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none. Senator from Boone, you are recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Boone has renewed his motion. Is anybody of the opinion that motion shall prevail? Please say aye. Those to the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. Senator from Phelps was the first audible senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have three bills, no explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your bills forward. Madam Secretary, could you please read the first bill offered by the Senator from Phelps upon having received that bill? And thank you, Bill. Madam Secretary, would you please read the first bill offered by the Senator from Phelps?
Senate Bill Number 1058, introduced by Senator Brown, an act relating to the practice of veterinary medicine.
Madam Secretary, would you please read the second bill offered by the Senator from Phelps, of which there are three?
Senate Bill Number 1059, introduced by Senator Brown, an act relating to peer review committees.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Would you please read the third bill offered by the Senator from Phelps?
Senate Bill number 1060, introduced by Senator Brown, an act relating to a public safety sales tax.
Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I have a bill.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your bill forward.
Mr. President, no explanation necessary at this time.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, would you please read the bill offered by the Senator from Platt?
Senate Bill number 1061, introduced by Senator Lueckmeyer, an act relating to sports wagering.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Introduction of bills. Senator from Dallas.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two bills.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your bills forward. Madam Secretary, would you please read the first bill offered by the Senator from Dallas?
Senate Bill number 1062, introduced by Senator Crawford, an act relating to lump sum elections of retirement benefits for state employees.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Introduction of bills.
Nope, I have one more. She had two.
Oh, Madam Secretary, my apologies. Please read the second bill offered by the Senator from Dallas.
Senate Bill number 1063, introduced by Senator Crawford, an act relating to a tax credit for certain rolling stock.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Senator from the 8th District.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
No explanation required.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, would you please read the bill offered by the Senator from the 8th?
Senate Bill number 1064, introduced by Senator Searpoy, an act relating to COVID-19 vaccination requirements.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go back to the order of business of concurrent resolutions.
The Senate is again in reverse order today, going back to, having heard no objection, the order of business of concurrent resolutions. Senator from Andrew.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, it's my pleasure to be recognized by you this morning, and I do have a concurrent resolution that I'd like to send forward, and no explanation really required other than when they read it in.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your concurrent resolution.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Forward. Madam Secretary, would you please read the concurrent resolution offered by the Senator from Holt County?
Senate Concurrent Resolution number 29, an act relating to certified registered nurse anesthetist week.
Concurrent resolutions. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go back to the order of business of introduction of bills.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be introduction of bills. Introduction of bills. Does any senator desire to introduce a bill today? Senator from Lawrence.
I have a joint resolution.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your joint resolution forward.
And I would like to make a brief comment.
Madam Secretary, would you please read the joint resolution offered by the Senator from Lawrence?
Senate Joint Resolution number 47, introduced by Senator Moon, a joint resolution submitting to the qualified voters of Missouri an amendment to Article 1 of the Constitution of Missouri by adding thereto a new section relating to the right of individuals to refuse any medical procedure or treatment.
Senator from Lawrence, would you care to explain your...
Just briefly, I believe
joint
this is a freedom and liberty issue, and I hope that'll pique the interest of those interested to look at the joint resolution and find more details about it. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Introduction of bills. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of reports of standing committees.
Hearing no objection, the order of business before the Missouri Senate will be reports of standing committees.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from Franklin, you haven't been recognized yet. Are you seeking recognition?
Yes.
For what reason do you rise, Senator?
President, I have a committee report from the Committee on Gubernatorial Appointments. I listed the appointments as being distributed on the desk, and I would ask for a waiver of the reading.
Senator, would you send that report forward?
Thank you, Mr. President. I would request unanimous consent of the Senate to vote on the reports in one motion.
Hearing no objection, the report will be voted on in one single action. Senator, do you care to explain this report?
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the committee report to be adopted and the Senate do give its advice and consent to the appointments.
You've heard the motion offered by the Senator from Franklin. Is any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you are recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I renew my motion.
The Senator from Franklin has renewed his motion. As many of the opinion that motion shall prevail, please say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it.
Mr. President.
We have adopted the report. Senator from Franklin.
Mr. President, could you please refer SCR 26, SCR 27, and SCR 28 to the Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics?
That shall be so referred, Senator. Senator from Boone.
Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements, and I'd ask that you recognize me for an announcement.
Hearing no objection. This will be an announcement. Senator from Boone is seeking recognition for an announcement.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. For the benefit of the body, the only thing that we will be doing after this is second reads. No other formal business will happen, and I hope everybody has a good and healthy, safe weekend. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Announcements. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of second reading of concurrent resolutions.
Hearing no objection.
Mr. President.
Senator from Franklin.
SCR 25.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 25, an act relating to an application to Congress for the calling of an Article 5 Convention of States to propose an amendment to the United States Constitution regarding term limits for members of Congress.
Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics.
Senator Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of second reading of Senate bills.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be second reading of Senate bills.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from Franklin.
Senate Bill 723.
Senate Bill 723, an act relating to Medicaid Stabilization Fund.
Appropriation, Senate Bill 724.
Senate Bill 724, an act relating to financial statements of political subdivisions.
Local government and elections, Senate Bill 725.
Senate Bill 725, an act relating to ground ambulance services.
Appropriation, Senate Bill 726.
Senate Bill 726, an act relating to health care.
Health and pensions, Senate Bill 727.
Senate Bill 727, an act relating to certificates of need.
Health and pensions, Senate Bill 728.
Senate Bill 728, an act relating to the authorization of the deduction of monies from the paychecks of public employees for the benefit of public labor organizations.
General Laws, Senate Bill 729.
Senate Bill 729, an act relating to leave from employment.
Small Business and Industry, Senate Bill 730.
Senate Bill 730, an act relating to absentee voting.
Local government elections, Senate Bill 731.
Senate Bill 731, an act relating to the sale or transfer of weapons.
General Laws, Senate Bill 732.
Senate Bill 732, an act relating to tax credits for qualified motion media projects.
Economic Development, Senate Bill 733.
Senate Bill 733, an act relating to tax credit for certain live entertainment events.
Economic Development, Senate Bill 734.
Senate Bill 734, an act relating to public school curriculum and institution.
Education, Senate Bill 735.
Senate Bill 735, an act relating to certain special taxing districts.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 736.
Senate Bill 736, an act relating to property tax relief due to certain restrictive orders.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 737.
Senate Bill 737, an act relating to abortion.
Seniors, Families, Veterans, Military Affairs, Senate Bill 738.
Senate Bill 738, an act relating to elections.
Local government elections, Senate Bill 739.
Senate Bill 739, an act relating to income taxes.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 740.
Senate Bill 740, an act relating to elementary and secondary education.
Education, Senate Bill 741.
Senate Bill 741, an act relating to the disclosure of personal information to public agencies.
Government Accountability Fiscal Oversight, Senate Bill 742.
Senate Bill 742, an act relating to the Petroleum Storage Tank Insurance Fund.
Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment, Senate Bill 743.
Senate Bill 743, an act relating to a public safety sales tax.
Local government elections, Senate Bill 744.
Senate Bill 744, an act relating to the operation of motor vehicles.
Transportation, Infrastructure, Public Safety, Senate Bill 745.
Senate Bill 745, an act relating to accounting practices of electrical corporations.
Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and Environment, Senate Bill 746.
Senate Bill 746, an act relating to patient examinations.
Health and Pension, Senate Bill 747.
Senate Bill 747, an act relating to school accountability measures in elementary and secondary education institutions.
Education, Senate Bill 748.
Senate Bill 748, an act relating to grievances against a guardian or conservator.
Judiciary Civil Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 749.
Senate Bill 749, an act relating to candidate filing deadlines.
Local government elections, Senate Bill 750.
Senate Bill 750, an act relating to anhydrous ammonia.
Ag, Food Production, Outdoor Resources, Senate Bill 751.
Senate Bill 751, an act relating to location restrictions for certain offenders.
Judiciary, Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 752.
Senate Bill 752, an act relating to firearms.
General Law, Senate Bill 753.
Senate Bill 753, an act relating to abortion.
Senior Families, Veterans, Military Affairs, Senate Bill 754.
Senate Bill 754, an act relating to telecommunication practices.
General Law, Senate Bill 755.
Senate Bill 755, an act relating to the discharge of certain committed persons.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 756.
Senate Bill 756, an act relating to public utilities.
Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment, Senate Bill 757.
Senate Bill 757, an act relating to medical student loan programs.
Health and Pension, Senate Bill 758.
Senate Bill 758, an act relating to public contracts.
Government Accountability, Fiscal Oversight, Senate Bill 759.
Senate Bill 759, an act relating to local sales taxes.
Local government elections, Senate Bill 760.
Senate Bill 760, an act relating to grants to employers to encourage employees to obtain upskill credentials.
Economic Development, Senate Bill 761.
Senate Bill 761, an act relating to fees paid to the Missouri Highway Patrol.
Transportation, Infrastructure, Public Safety, Senate Bill 762.
Senate Bill 762, an act relating to motor vehicle registration.
Transportation, Infrastructure, Public Safety, Senate Bill 763.
Senate Bill 763, an act relating to net metering.
Commerce, Consumer Protection, and Environment, Senate Bill 764.
Senate Bill 764, an act relating to gaming.
Appropriations, Senate Bill 765.
Senate Bill 765, an act relating to the offense of assault on a law enforcement animal.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 766.
Senate Bill 766, an act relating to detention on arrest without a warrant.
Judiciary, and Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 767.
Senate Bill 767, an act relating to elementary and secondary education.
Health and Pension, Senate Bill 768.
Senate Bill 768, an act relating to accountability requirements for elementary and secondary schools.
Education, Senate Bill 769.
Senate Bill 769, an act relating to recovery programs for high school students.
Education, Senate Bill 770.
Senate Bill 770, an act relating to employment opportunities for graduates of institutions of higher education.
Education, Senate Bill 771.
Senate Bill 771, an act relating to the calculation of weighted average daily attendance.
Education, Senate Bill 772.
Senate Bill 772, an act relating to community investment corporations.
Government Accountability, Fiscal Oversight, Senate Bill 773.
Senate Bill 773, an act relating to the Ticket to Work Health Assurance Program.
Seniors, Families, Veterans, Military Affairs, Senate Bill 774.
Senate Bill 774, an act relating to Kratom products.
General Law, Senate Bill 775.
Senate Bill 775, an act relating to witnesses in certain criminal cases.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 776.
Senate Bill 776, an act relating to parental rights in public schools.
Education, Senate Bill 777.
Senate Bill 777, an act relating to employment security.
All business industry, Senate Bill 778.
Senate Bill 778, an act relating to abortion.
Seniors, Families, Veterans, Military Affairs, Senate Bill 779.
Senate Bill 779, an act relating to Mo Health Net providers.
Families, Veterans, Military Affairs, Senate Bill 780.
Senate Bill 780, an act relating to elections.
Local government elections, Senate Bill 781.
Senate Bill 781, an act relating to middle school, high school, and college athletes.
Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety, Senate Bill 783.
Senate Bill 781
is education, I'm sorry. Yep. 781, education. 782.
Senate Bill 782, an act relating to motor fuel tax.
Transportation, Infrastructure, Public Safety. Senate Bill 783.
Senate Bill 783, an act relating to motor vehicle financial responsibility.
Insurance and Banking. Senate Bill 784.
Senate Bill 784, an act relating to workers' compensation.
All business and industry, Senate Bill 785.
Senate Bill 785, an act relating to limitations on certain commercial motor vehicles.
Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety, Senate Bill 786.
Senate Bill 786, an act relating to peace officer tuition reimbursement.
Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety, Senate Bill 787.
Senate Bill 787, an act relating to criminal sentencing.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 788.
Senate Bill 788, an act relating to vandalism of certain property designated by a county commission.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 789.
Senate Bill 789, an act relating to covenants not to compete.
All business and industry, Senate Bill 790.
Senate Bill 790, an act relating to tax credits for grocery stores.
Economic Development, Senate Bill 791.
Senate Bill 791, an act relating to foreign ownership of agricultural land.
Ag, Food Production, Outdoor Resources, Senate Bill 792.
Senate Bill 792, an act relating to school bus transportation safety.
Transportation Infrastructure and Public Safety, Senate Bill 793.
Senate Bill 793, an act relating to expungement of certain marijuana offenses.
Judiciary, Civil Criminal and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 794.
Senate Bill number 794, an act relating to family court participants practicing the medical marijuana program.
Seniors, Families, Veterans, Military Affairs, Senate Bill 795.
Senate Bill 795, an act relating to use of force by law enforcement officers.
Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 796.
Senate Bill 796, an act relating to historic motor vehicles.
Transportation Infrastructure and Public Safety, Senate Bill 797.
Senate Bill 797, an act relating to the election of board members for streetlight maintenance districts.
Local government elections, Senate Bill 798.
Senate Bill 798, an act relating to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program.
Seniors, Families, Veterans, Military Affairs.
Senator from Boone.
Mr. President, no further business coming before the body. I move that the Senate stand adjourned until Tuesday, January 18th, 2022, at 4 p.m.
You've heard the motion offered by the Senator from Boone. As many in the opinion that motion shall prevail, please say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate will stand adjourned until Tuesday, January 18th, at 4 p.m.